Hallelujah. Good morning. It's good to be with you again. And you're welcome to today's Heaven on Earth broadcast with Brother Kenneth Dadzi. This morning, I am privileged to bring you God's word in power and in truth. And I'm confident that you have experienced a blessed week full of glory, full of testimonies, full of the power of God, and full of the manifest presence of the Holy Spirit. You know, this morning, I want us to spend time praying, and I want us to spend time exercising the power of the Holy Spirit in us and to enforce God's word in our lives. So for the next few minutes, we want to pray, and I want to make some declarations into your life. And I believe that as you hear this word, the power of God is available to turn every situation in your life around for the better. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for these listeners. I pray for every single one of them. In the name of Jesus, I declare that they are experiencing the totality of the good life wherever they are. Father, being born again, I declare that they are enjoying righteousness, peace, prosperity, victory, success, divine guidance, and divine health wherever they are. I declare that they are living in total intimate fellowship with the Holy Spirit. I declare that they exercise dominion in their lives. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I declare that every single listener that is tuned into us right now is beginning to experience your power in their lives. I cause their lives to be conformed to your word. I declare that they will experience the life of heaven on earth, that your will be done in their lives as it is in heaven. Right now, in the name of Jesus, that person that is tuned into us with that back pain, in the name of Jesus, I declare that you are healed. In the name of Jesus, that person that is about to give up, that is about to end their life because they have suffered poverty and they have suffered destruction and pain, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Spirit, I cause you to be liberated, and I cause you to experience the prosperity of God, the success of God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for that one that is bound in an addiction, in a sin, and in a habit that has kept them in condemnation. Right now, I cause them to experience your love and your grace wherever they are now. I cause your Spirit to move in their lives in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for that one with a family issue and with a marital issue. Now, in the name of Jesus, I cause the Spirit of God to be released in their marriage, to be released in their family, and restore order and peace in their home and in their marriage. That one whose children have gone wayward, I cause the children now to be brought back to obedience and to the knowledge of God. I take them from the power of the devil to the power of God, and from darkness to light. Father, I pray for that one listening to me now who is not born again, that the light of the glorious gospel will shine in their hearts and they will receive Jesus and be born again. I pray for that one in school that needs grace to excel in academics, and I release grace in their lives to excel in whatever exam, in whatever course they are studying. I cause them to come out with flying colors in the name of Jesus. I cause them to succeed in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for that one that is confused in life, that doesn't know what decision to make and who to choose to marry, or where to work, or which country to stay in. Now, I cause them to experience divine guidance, to be sure of what exactly you want them to do. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray for that person who is struggling to study your word, who is struggling to pray. Right now, I release grace to pray. I release grace to study your word in the name of Jesus. I pray for that one in Jesus' name who is stressed, who is tired, and who is burdened. I cause them to experience the unforced rhythms of your grace, to receive rest and refreshing in their spirits, in their souls, and in their bodies. In the name of Jesus, I cause them to experience the reality of the new creation. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Father, as your word goes forth today, I release their minds to understand the truth. Father, any old wine, I cause it to be replaced with the fresh new wine of God's word. In the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, that any old mentality that has kept them bound, any lie, any pattern of thinking, any stronghold in their minds that will prevent them from receiving the truth is hereby broken in the name of Jesus. I declare that their experiences will not validate your word, but your word will cause them to change their experiences in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow, we are so blessed. And I thank you for still tuning in to listen to us this week. This week has been a wonderful week. This week we've been looking at a series on the features of the new creation. We've been looking at the features of some features of the new creation. And it's been a wonderful week if you've been tuned in and you've been listening. If you haven't got any of the messages, or this is the first time that you are tuning in to listen to us, I want you to try and get our messages from Monday and listen to them, and I trust that your life will never be the same. You can call our lines on 0245176996 to get copies of the message sent to you on WhatsApp or on any social media messaging platform, or you can call us and request for CDs. You could get CDs of the whole week's devotion on the features of the new creation. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So the born again is a new creature. The Bible didn't say that if any man be in Christ, he is a new man. So when you are born again, you are not just somebody who's turned over a new leaf and who has stopped doing some bad things. But the Bible says that you are a new creature in Christ. A new creature means that you are a new species of being. You are a new kind of being. A new kind of being therefore means that you are not a mere person. You are not a mere man. You are a supernatural being of God. And throughout the week, we've looked at some features. Not, you know, all these features are not exhaustive, but they are the features that if you can grasp, you enjoy your life as a Christian and as the new creation. You know, on the first day on Monday, we looked at the fact that the new creation is the very child of God. The new creation is the very child of God. And on Tuesday, we looked at the fact that the new creation is a master of life. Wow. We saw that the new creation is not a victim of circumstances, but the new creation can exercise mastery and dominion over life. On Wednesday, our devotions went round, but we didn't have the broadcast. And we looked at the fact that the new creation is the address of God on earth. Hallelujah, that was so powerful. And on Thursday, we looked at the fact that we had our special relationship devotion, and we looked at the fact that you can know exactly what to do in your relationship or in your marriage, or you can know exactly what to do even if you are single. You know, the Bible says in Romans chapter 8 verse 14 that for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And you don't need to struggle if you're single and you need to decide who you're going to marry or who you're going to go out with. You don't need to struggle to know what exactly to do in your relationship and your marriage if you just be led by the Spirit. Wow, that was powerful. And yesterday we looked at the fact that the new creation is a divine personality. That was just amazing. So many people were blessed. And so we looked at that fact that the new creation is a divine personality. Praise God. Today we are looking at the topic, the new creation, or the new creature and deliverance. The new creature and the concept of deliverance from demonic forces. The new creation and the concept of deliverance from demonic forces. You know, in yesterday's devotion, we looked at the fact that we must not